Welcome to today's science video here on brightvideos.com. I'm Mike Adams, and we've got great news for you because we are now able to release the results of our dioxin testing for our products at healthrangerstore.com. And we've really got great news. We're going to show you all about this here in this video segment. Now, you may recall, just as background, after the East Palestine train accident of several years ago, that resulted in a massive release of dioxins into the soils and onto the farms. But dioxins are released from a lot of other common events, such as house fires. And we've seen a lot of fires since then in California, for example. So dioxins are found, you know, on all the grazing grasslands, and they're found in water, they're found in soils, and they are persistent and they're extremely toxic. So at that time, I said, look, I am dedicated to acquiring the instrumentation in order to test for dioxins. And that turned out to be gas chromatography instruments, as you can see here, which are now in our lab. Actually, we've had these for a couple of years now. But then the methodology and the verification or validation of those methods with limit of detection methods and limit of quantitation, that took a lot of time, and also sample prep. We had to acquire a lot of new equipment and learn new processes in order to achieve this. But here we are years later, and we've done it. And not only have we been able to achieve dioxin testing for our own products, which I'll share with you here in this video, but we're able to then acquire off-the-shelf products and conduct dioxin testing on those with a detection limit of one part per trillion, which is very small. So I've got a short presentation to show you here. We're going to just go through what are dioxins and where do they come from and how toxic are they. And then we'll get to the test results of our products at healthrangerstore.com. So I've got on my screen here, Understanding Dioxins, and this is, of course, CWC Labs. I'm the founder of the lab and the lab science director. And here we're explaining dioxins, you know, highly toxic chemical compounds. These are formed as byproducts of industrial burning or house fires, like I said, or accidents, you know, train accidents where things combust. They persist, importantly, 7 to 11 years in the human body, and that's just a half-life. So, in other words, you know, let's say 10 years later, you have half, and then another 10 years, half of that half is gone, so you're down to still 25% of the original exposure. Now, these dioxins build up in the fat tissues of humans and animals, and that's why you can get exposure to them in cheese and eggs and meat products. Now, here's just some of the sources of dioxins. Uncontrolled burning, this includes backyard fires or house fires or people burning trash where the trash contains polyester and plastics and textiles made with some of those elements, as well as PVC in particular. Then here's how they travel through the environment. They're released into the air. That's step one. Then step two, they settle on soils and water. And then step three, animals graze on the grasslands, and then that gets into their tissues. That's how it shows up in milk and meat, etc. Or fish accumulate it because it's in the water. And then through the meat or the fish, that ends up in the food that we eat. So as you see here, 90% of exposure to dioxins is through the diet. And you're getting dioxins at some level every single day. And by the way, we've studied some of the things that can help protect you from dioxins, and that includes spirulina, for example, or chlorella is a big one. There are some other things. And you can go to our AI engine, which is free to use at brightanswers.ai, and you can ask it what can protect you against dioxin exposure or help your body detox from dioxins. So that knowledge is out there, and it comes down to certain foods and superfoods, supplements, and also health practices. For example, it's good to drink more water. It's good to sweat on a routine basis. But the most important part of this whole conversation is avoiding exposure to dioxins. And since nobody in the world that I'm aware of that's in the food or supplements industry, nobody does this testing. Like, literally nobody except us. I think we are absolutely the first lab that's tied to a food production retailer that's doing this testing. And that's because it's $1,000 a test, by the way, in case you want to. It's like $1,000 a test. So it's extremely expensive to do this testing. But if you don't do the testing, you're going to get exposure. So let me continue with the presentation here. Looking at now the effects of dioxin exposure, cancer risk is extremely high. And of course, the TCDD there is classified as a known human carcinogen. The thing is, you only need one femtogram of exposure. That's enough to cause cancer. A femtogram, that's 1,000 times less than a picogram, which is 1,000 times less than a nanogram, which is 1,000 times less than a microgram, which is 1,000 times less than a milligram, etc. Okay? So we're talking about orders of magnitude of almost infinitesimal levels of mass exposure of this molecule can cause cancer. So it hardly takes any exposure at all. But it also has many other side effects. You can see on the slide here, immune system damage, skin problems, developmental harm, of course, birth defects, things like that. Okay, East Palestine, Ohio, here it was, 2023. 38 rail cars derailed, 5 tankers burned, and they contained vinyl chloride, which was then intentionally released by the authorities in order to make this a far worse disaster. This disaster alone released, you know, tons, literal tons of combustible materials into the environment, which also included various dioxins. And by the way, when I say dioxins, there's actually a class of molecules that qualify as, quote, dioxins. There's one in particular that's the most toxic, which is 2378 or TCDD. But there are other slightly less toxic forms of dioxins, but it's a class of compounds. So then, back to East Palestine, the burning of the vinyl chloride created dioxins as a toxic byproduct. Yeah, and then the EPA at first refused to do any testing whatsoever. And you may recall J.D. Vance was, I think he was a senator there at the time in Ohio. And he was just walking around barefoot. Oh, he's totally safe. Yeah, he got exposed to massive levels of dioxins doing that, by the way. The local creeks were contaminated. Fish were killed. Residents reported burning eyes, headaches, nausea, skin rashes. CDC, basically everybody whitewashed this whole thing. The government said, oh, it's all fine. It's no problem. But they didn't do the proper testing. They just didn't. Let's see. Freshwater streams were contaminated, etc. So now, here's how we detect dioxins. Now, like I said earlier, we use a gas chromatography triple quad mass spec instrument in our lab. And the chemical analysis method here is called the GCHRMS. So this is what's known, you know, throughout the lab industry. And this can detect parts per trillion of dioxins in food. And that's critical because for a lot of things, for example, when we test for heavy metals, we're typically getting results in parts per billion. And we can get maybe as low for some of the elements, we can get below one part per billion. But remember, one part per billion is still 1,000 parts per trillion. So to be able to detect at parts per trillion requires a whole different approach to analytical testing. So we do this at our lab now. Let me show you the next slide. This is kind of how we do it. This is a simplified version, but number one, first we do extraction. We pull the dioxins out of the sample. This is incredibly difficult because dioxins are fat soluble. So they end up in the fat, in the lipids of, you know, eggs or cheese or meat or whatever you're looking at. So that alone is very tricky and very expensive and very time consuming. And then we do a cleanup phase, sample cleanup as it's called, which is step two, which is we remove the lipids from the extraction in order to leave behind just the analytes that we're looking for, which is the dioxin molecules. And then step three is we do, we concentrate. So this is with evaporation and then reconcentration at the desired volumes that we want. We do this in two stages And this is what's necessary to get the orders of magnitude improvement in the limit of detection sensitivity for the method. All right, I know I'm kind of blazing through this because I don't want to bore you with all the details, but let me put it this way. I've been running mass spec science instruments, you know, for, I don't know, how long has it been now? 12, 15 years, whatever it's been. This method was very difficult, even for me, to get a grasp on exactly how to nail this down and get the accuracy and get the sample prep nailed down. We're not the first lab to do this. Obviously, the EPA does this. There are private labs that have been doing this for a long time. But this was a new test for us, and it's a pretty steep learning curve on this and a lot of expense. So anyway, this is some of the instruments that we use, analytical scale here on the left. And the second photo is a pressurized and heated sample extraction system. The third one is one of the evaporators that we use. You can see two of them there. And then the fourth slide on the right, this is one of the sample extraction columns that leaves behind the lipids. So this is a lipid removal or sample cleanup following extraction. And none of these are the instruments that do the detection, by the way. What you're seeing in these four photos again, yeah, just show them again. This is just part of the sample prep. And yet even then, those instruments that you're looking at right there, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars is what that costs. And those are actual pictures from our lab, as you can see, because we have that spray foam on the walls. Go ahead and show that again. You see that yellow spray foam insulation? That's how you know it's our lab, because I've given you the tour of our lab, and that's, you know, we spray that polyurethane foam for insulation inside the walls of a steel building. So anyway, that's just a look at some of the sample prep. Now then, here's a little bit of explanation of some of the equipment that we use. We use the CEM Edge for pressurized liquid extraction, and then we have the sample cleanup that I just showed you there, and then we use the SuperVap 12 for the evaporation and concentration. So anyway, I'm just going to move on, not going to bore you with all this. But this method, generally speaking, is called GC, well, not the method, but the instrument is GCQQQ, which means gas chromatography triple quad mass spec. So we're combining gas chromatography in order to get the analyte to elute out of the very long column at certain specific times, and then we're using triple quad mass analysis in order to determine the mass to charge ratio of that molecule and to identify it through a number of methods that I'm not going to go into. All right, summary. You can pause this here if you want to go through this. I'm not going to read it because we've pretty much already been through this. Okay, let's move on. All right, so here's our detection limit in our lab. We can detect at one part per trillion. That's our limit. That's the lowest we can go. That gives us a signal to noise ratio of over 3, which is really like that signal to noise ratio at 3 is pretty marginal. You don't really want 3, you want 5. Or if you're going to quant this, you want more like 10. You need a 10 to 1 signal to noise ratio for quant. However, we can detect, which is different from quantitation, we can detect at one part per trillion. So when we say that something is not detected, then what that means is it's less than one part per trillion. So here's what I want to get across to you. Well, actually, let me go to the first slide of our product. So this is our organic whey protein powder. And, you know, whey comes from cows, right? And so whey could, theoretically, whey could have, dioxins in it, because it comes from an animal and it's based on a matrix that has lipids in it, you know, cow's milk, etc. So we tested our organic whey protein powder and we found that it is not detected. That's what it means when it says less than LOD, less than the limit of detection, means not detected, which means is not even one part per trillion. Now, since our instrument can't see, you know, 0.1 parts per trillion, then we can't say with absolute scientific certainty that it's zero. And I just want to be clear about this, because there's a lot of deception out there with product companies that are talking about, oh, it's not detected or it's undetected. And they think, they try to imply that that means zero. And that's not true. That's not true from a scientific and rational basis. What we can state that is true is that there's not even one part per trillion in this product, and that one part per trillion is the limit of the detection capability of the instrument and the method and the sample extraction combined. All of that is one PPT. And therefore, we can assure you, you're not getting one part per trillion, but we can't say it's zero. Is it likely zero? Perhaps, or maybe it's very, very close to zero. Maybe it's several orders of magnitude less than one part per trillion, which would make it inconsequential. In other words, you're not going to get dioxin exposure at any level that could matter from our whey protein product. Okay? So even though dioxins can be toxic at extremely low concentrations, at least we can tell you that in our product, it's not detected, and that guarantees is less than one part per trillion. So that's a big deal. But again, I just want to be clear. A lot of companies will try to deceive you, and they'll say it's zero when that's actually impossible to... there's no lab in the world that can tell you it's zero. This isn't a limitation of our lab. This is a limitation of physics. There's no lab in the world that can tell you it's absolute zero. Because if you get an instrument that's more and more sensitive, then you could detect lower and lower concentrations. And there's probably some very trace amount, maybe below femtograms, of dioxins in everything because of all the fires and, you know, burning that's going on in our world right now. So there's some level of dioxins all over the place. The key is avoid as much exposure as you can. So that's why we're doing the testing. So let me show you the next slide here. We also tested our organic banana, peanut butter, and chocolate instant superfood shake. People love this product because, you know, you just scoop it into a blender and you can blend up a great smoothie. It looks kind of like my smoothie here, but this is different. This is, you know, avocados and bananas and whey protein. I'm drinking the whey protein right here that we just looked at. But people love this product. But of course, you know, peanut butter has a lipid matrix. And chocolate also has typically some, you know, some lipids in it as well. So you might wonder, well, is this clean? And the answer is yes, we could not detect any dioxins at all. Again, one part per trillion is our detection limit, and we didn't even see one part per trillion. By the way, in addition, you know, we test our products for a number of things. We test for heavy metals, you know, lead and cadmium and mercury and arsenic and other things, you know, nickel, whatever. We also test for glyphosate. It's actually, we've been doing that testing for years using a different triple quad mass spec instrument that's actually LC, not GC. So it's a liquid chromatography instead of a gas chromatography instrument. It's even made by a different company. We also test for microbiology. So we're testing for salmonella and E. coli, and those are actually somewhat common contaminants in things like peanut butter. So rest assured that when you shop with us and buy from us at healthrangerstore.com, you are getting the most heavily scrutinized, the most rigorously tested foods, superfoods, and supplements and personal care products anywhere on planet Earth. There's literally nobody that even comes close to the level of testing that we do. And as you can see here, this testing is extremely complicated and extremely expensive. But look, I'm my own customer. I'm using and eating and drinking my own products, and I think it's critical to have them ultra clean. And if they're not ultra clean, I won't sell them, and I wouldn't want to use them myself. Anyway, continuing. Okay, organic creamy tomato instant soup. Now, why are we testing this? Well, because it's got a base in it of cream, organic cream powder, which is real cream, you know, from real cows. And so theoretically, cream products could contain dioxins. So we thought it's important to test this. And sure enough, there's nothing that we could detect with the detection limit of one part per trillion. So if you want to buy our delicious creamy tomato instant soup, you know it's clean. It's dioxin tested. And we're going to be adding dioxin testing logos, icons, to our e-commerce website so you can see what has been tested for dioxins. But I do want to be clear, we're not running around and testing oats for dioxins because oats don't have hardly any fat in them, or you know, quinoa or rice. You know, that doesn't make any sense. You test the things that have fats or lipids, butter, milk, cream, cheese, you know, things like that, especially animal-derived products. Remember, this gets bioaccumulated in animals, in their fat tissues. So that's where you want to focus your testing. So anyway, I just want to say, you're not going to see us dioxin testing every single thing in the store, because it doesn't even apply. All right, next product. Here's our organic heavy cream powder. And people love this product because it's actually heavy cream powder instead of just, you know, some BS filler and artificial this and that. And, you know, what's in the fake cream products out there? It's like casein, milk proteins, and then they put in like hydrogenated soybean oil garbage, like seed oil toxins and stuff. Unbelievable what is sold out there as a cream powder, you know, even like coffee creamer. You should look at those ingredients sometime, because that stuff is nasty. You don't want to put that in your body. So when we sell heavy cream powder, believe it or not, it contains heavy cream powder, and that's it. I mean, what an amazing concept. Sell honest food. I mean, unbelievable. You would think that we wouldn't be the only ones doing it, but whatever. So of course, this needs to be tested because it comes from cows. So once again, not detected at all. Less than one part per trillion, right? So we could not find even a single hit on this when we tested this powder. Okay, moving on. Organic, creamy, buttery, and cheesy mashed potatoes. Now, this is another fan favorite product. Everybody loves this because it's so delicious. And of course, the base is mashed potatoes, or, you know, potato powder, but we add to it actual cream powder, organic, of course, and actual organic butter powder, and actual organic cheese powder. So we use real ingredients, which means we need to do this testing because they come from real cows, you know, obviously. So this is an important one to test. We did the testing. Once again, nothing detected. Less than one part per trillion. All right. Let's see. Oh, and by the way, on the page here, it says 5 grams of fat. Like that's our sample size. Is we're saying that we use roughly 5 grams of fat for our sample size for the testing. So we didn't use some little tiny sample. This is a big sample. 5 grams is a big sample for any kind of lab food testing. For example, with ICP-MS for heavy metals, we'll use 1/10 of that typically, like 0.5 grams. So anyway, this is a big sample size. And the fact that we don't find any dioxins at all in such a large sample of 5 grams, that tells you this is an ultra clean product. All right, another one. Health Rangers organic wheat-free macaroni and cheese with no salt added. This is also another fan favorite, not only for the low salt people out there, but I always add salt to this because it needs it, frankly. I mean, we left the salt out on purpose so you can salt it yourself. But what's great about this is, of course, we use like actual cheese powder and other actual ingredients. So we tested this again, not detectable. No dioxins that we could detect, even with one part per trillion sensitivity. Okay, and then we did this for our white cheddar cheese powder for the same reason, obviously. Again, totally clean, undetectable. Our collagen peptide chocolate coconut drink mix. I say, well, why? Well, because the collagen peptides are sourced from animals, right? So we want those to be ultra clean. So we tested that. That's ultra clean. And then here's another collagen peptides, MCT oil, prebiotic fiber, same thing, totally undetectable. Here's our Groovy Bee collagen peptides, different mixture of collagen. People love this product because it's got no taste. So you can blend it with anything. They love it. So totally dioxin free. I mean, wait, let me qualify that. Undetectable dioxins at one part per trillion concentration. See how it's even easy for me to accidentally say dioxin free when technically we can only say it's undetectable at one part per trillion concentration. So I just want to clarify that. Okay, next one, you know, the chocolate version of that. Moving on. organic powdered chicken bone broth. This is another fan favorite because, you know, a lot of the bone broth products that you might find at the grocery store or on Amazon, they contain various forms of monosodium glutamate, hidden forms of MSG. And that can be in the yeast extract or torula yeast or whatever. They put in a bunch of hidden toxic ingredients in there to try to trick you. So we don't, obviously. You know, this is only chicken bone broth and that's it. There's nothing else in there. It's got one ingredient. But is it clean? Well, so we did the testing. Sure enough, can't detect any dioxins at all. That's great. That's great news. All right, so the bottom line is out of the 12 products in our store that we tested for you here, and of course, we're testing more. We just didn't include everything in this presentation. But everything that we tested from our store tested as undetectable dioxins. That's great news because, of course, we meticulously source from farmers and farmer co-ops, and we do pre-testing before we even accept food lots. So we test products before we actually make the purchase. You know, this is one of the requirements on our purchase order to our suppliers is that it has to pass our tests. Otherwise, we will not complete the purchase with you. So, you know, it has to pass heavy metals, it has to pass glyphosate, it has to pass the microbiology and now dioxins on top of the other testing. We also test for atrazine and for certain products, we test for radiation, for example, things like that. So the bottom line here, folks, is that if you want clean food, then, you know, healthrangerstore.com is the place to get it. And we're almost fanatical about testing, actually. Again, I don't know of anybody else in the world that does this. We keep adding more and more layers to it. And I promised you a couple of years ago we were going to add dioxin testing. And yeah, it took longer than I thought. I thought maybe we could have it ready to go in 9 months. That was overly optimistic. It took a couple of years, but it's done. It's here. And we're now integrating this into our regular testing process. So you'll see these logos on our e-commerce site, Dioxin Tested, and we are an ISO, a 17025 accredited laboratory, which means we are audited and inspected annually, and we have to pass proficiency tests, which means that you can trust our results. So in fact, if you go here to healthrangerstore.com and you click on pantry staples here, and there's a product called Storable Foods, you can see all of our long-term storable formats, the number 10 cans that are sealed, extremely rugged for long-term storage. We've got freeze-dried fruits like mango, pineapples. We've got instant coffee that is unbelievably delicious. People love that product. And we've also got, of course, Ranger buckets, mini buckets, mega buckets, all kinds of things for very long-term storage in a rugged format that's rodent-resistant and, you know, waterproof, et cetera. And, you know, we've donated over $1 million of these products to people in need over the last few years in California and in Texas and in other places where there have been disasters like Florida with the big hurricane, et cetera. So we are here to help humanity source and consume ultra clean food. We believe that we can help heal the world with clean food. And if you also believe that and you want the cleanest food on planet Earth that is meticulously sourced and tested, well, this is where you get it. HealthRangerStore.com. Just go there right now. And you also help support our platform, HealthRangerStore.com. Yeah, go ahead and show the website. There we go. And you can see all the amazing things that we have there. There's turmeric root powder. There's our broccoli sprout powder. That's got sulforaphane in it, which is amazing. I'm drinking that today. Just an amazing assortment of products, including many preparedness products. But we've got a loyalty program there where you get points for every purchase. We've got all these different categories of preparedness and home and personal care, food and beverage, etc. So check it out, healthrangerstore.com. We'll keep doing the testing. And you can keep enjoying the ultra clean products that we make available. Thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thanks for watching today. Take care.